Hey, good morning, everyone. And anyway, I just kind of thought I'd share a few thoughts. And really is a magnificent day today, Valentine's Day. Also, I'm just kind of thinking, goodness, this year is really progressing along. Here we are in 2022. Every day just seems like it's getting quicker. One thing I've noticed living pretty high on the latitude is it's getting light earlier and staying light longer. It's pretty special. Really love that a lot. And I just kind of think about time. One of the most interesting things is just as time goes by. And I've got a book here. I was just reading some thoughts about that. And I think this is, I'm just going to read a little paragraph here. It says, my attitude was determined by what I expected in the future, not the past. The reason most people believe that it is the past that shapes their attitude is that their perception of the future looks and feels suspiciously like their past. This is because we drag our past with us and project it into the future. The good news in all of this is that you don't need a time machine to change the past in order to get an entirely new attitude and all of your future. All you have to do is set your sights on a better future and begin to act according to that future. Now, one of the things I think is just interesting along that idea, I was reading a little bit about pollution, and no one likes that at all. And I'm thinking one of the most fascinating things was New York City in the 1870s. There was a lot of pollution, and it's really interesting because at that point there was zero cars in this huge town. But New Yorkers were taking what they refer to as over 100 million. Think about that, 100 million horse car trips a year. So there's lots of carriages taking people out and about. Wow. In fact, by 1880, there was over 150,000 horses in the city. Now, here's the thing that they figured out, and it was pretty bad, that each horse made 22 pounds of manure per day. Wow, that would be the equivalent, if you think about that, in a year. It was millions of tons. And so here's the thing, that the streets were literally carpeted with this warm brown matting. And you can, you can imagine the smell. They actually, in the summer when it got hot, it would turn into this dust. And, my goodness, they actually even had people that were, crossing sweepers, to offer services to pedestrians, clearing out paths for walking. Here's the thing. Each horse needed, 3 tons of oats and hay per year. So, anyway, there's always challenges and strategies and everything. And so whatever year you live in, but I think right now, this moment in time, all the ups as well as the trade-offs, this is really a glorious moment right now. Another thing I think about this year is a couple of weeks ago in the mail I got 3 1099 forms for 2021. And I just kind of thinking, okay, I had a little bit of deja vu because, let's see, probably about 40 years ago, this is was a newlywed, so I guess it was more than that, probably 46, 47 years ago. I remember getting 5 W-2 forms in 1 year. And sometimes I'd kind of joke about that with people to say, what a great example of clear decisiveness and laser focus. There's not too many people that have had 5 W-2 forms in 1 year or 3 1099s. So, I just thinking, okay, why would I do this? And I think one of the really big things that I think is just a big thing is I was searching happiness and purpose. And I think one of the things that has stuck in my mind is that when I'm green, I'm growing. If you really think about another key to happiness is feeling like you're in the process of accomplishment, feeling like you're going somewhere and not stuck. And that was a point that it hit me. In fact, I think it's said so well by Vince Lombardi that the joy is in creating, not maintaining. And so just kind of reflecting back a year ago at this time, I was still earning an amazing income. I've been with the same company for over 30 years. It was amazing as far as income. But is that why we work? In some ways it is, but really that keeps us working and keeps us happy and fulfilled is working for purpose, you know, feeling like it's going somewhere. And that was my problem, was the income I was making, although it was amazing, it had gone up and then back down, and I was still making the same amount I was making back in 1994. Think about that. That bothered me. So I was going backwards. It really wasn't fun anymore at all. For the last several years, one of the things that really bothered me was the great joy was helping others, lifting others, building teams. And I kind of thought in my mind that the great power of this is we're in the leader builder business, you know, building other people. And that was my it was my greatest joy is helping other people and seeing that they were better because of connecting with me. I think that's one of the greatest things. I've got something on my wall that says I want to inspire people. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up, kind of thing. I want to do that sort of thing. And so the last several years, when someone would call me, which was often, and they loved the products, and they would say, how can I build a business? And instead of just being empowered by, here's a student, you know, when the pupil is ready, the teacher appears. I love those kind of situations, but it was so broke that instead of getting joy, it would make my heart ache. They loved our company. They desperately wanted to succeed. But truthfully, it was broken, so I would just talk about sell the products. And we had wonderful products, but the business is so broken. Just as an example, so fundamentally, if new people sponsored new people who bought stuff, they didn't make anything at all. And so I just kind of felt like I was slowly dying on a sinking ship. It was driving me. And then I had a challenge health-wise a few years ago and reached out to Chip and Marcy Littlejohn. They shared with me the zeolite, had a miracle, and we kind of started working together. Just referring people to this because there's a lot of people that need this product, like everybody. I wasn't making anything. I was just kind of referring them to Chip and Marcy. And in fact, they were in the same boat as me. We would talk about products because we both love products, but then we would also commiserate that we were with broken companies. A wonderful product, but broken companies. And then it was just, April. That's almost 2 years ago. April, Chip called me all enthusiastically and told me that Rick Deitch, the biochemist, had just called him and asked him if he would help him put a team together and grow a new company. And I'm just thinking, oh, goodness, he's so excited. And I love the zeolite. There's this fresh new opportunity. But here I am. I've got something well established. I'm doing really well, but I just, every time I think about it, I just felt this calling. I was pulled on it, and I just thought, I got to be a part of this. Now at first, I thought, well, maybe I can have my cake and eat it too. It just really appealed to me seeing something with not only the best product, period, of any product I've ever used personally, but actually a company that was fresh and new and wasn't broken, that would actually pay people to recruit people who bought stuff. You know, just that most fundamental thrilling thing, you know, to actually get paid to build the business. And how can I do this? And so what I thought is vicariously through my son, Isaac. He's a chiropractor. He saw what it had done for me. And so I reached out to him. I says, why don't you sign up? I've been referring people at CHIP. And then I'll just refer him to you. Might as well keep it in the family. And he jumped on it. And that way I thought I could just kind of quietly have a mission through him and not jeopardize my income with the business I've been in for all those 30 years. And so right at first, it worked really well. I just spoke to people that had nothing to do with that and went on for several months. And yet, seeing people that were frustrated, I remember somebody calling with that story. In fact, a lady called and says, okay, I just did a long-term leave of absence from my job. I hate it. I want to build a business. I want to make $5,000 a month. Show me how. Well, a new person doing that with the old company, it was just virtually impossible. And that was kind of my crossing the Rubicon. And then I shared it with a couple of other people that were completely out of it, but they knew that, realizing that now throwing a rock into the pond, that ripple-out effect, pretty soon things would happen. And so, and it did. Right at first, I kind of felt like getting a divorce or joining another church. Kind of mental thing going back and forth. But on the other hand, it felt so good. And soon Isaac was making a great income. And I was getting more emotionally connected with this new company, less attached to my $50,000 a month checks, because I was receiving something a lot more, a spiritual paycheck, this emotional income. Valerie, she saw a difference. I was just happier, because this was feeding my soul. In contrast, the dying company, I just kind of felt like a fat cat sitting on the top, and everybody in there was just a contributor with, just on a death march. They couldn't do, in fact, I couldn't either. I was getting paid on work that I'd done 25 years earlier. It was kind of like a really nice annuity. And so, wow, here I was with something new, people that I'd met that wanted to build a business but never had. They were. That was so wonderful. The Zeolite, literally saving lives, transforming people. Wow. People never making money, and they were. I was living my mission again. And I just felt like Camelot, the perfect business. Everything seemed ideal. Great culture. Everybody was winning. It was doable. Loved everything about it. And started earning some real serious income, to the point where I didn't want to have Isaac become a trust fund baby. You know, he was too much money coming in that he wasn't earning. So we basically, I did not want to financially help me. I wanted to just stay distance from it, so I could kind of keep my story that I'm just helping Isaac. And so we threw it into a trust, built, just kind of let that accumulate. And that started kind of building into a small fortune. We hit diamond in that distributorship, and just things were going really well to the point where last April I actually resigned from the other company. So I didn't have to be frustrated. frustratingly discreet. I wanted to just be open and be on Zooms and talk and just be myself. And so I just felt so great, and it was so marvelous for so many. And then extenuating circumstances happened. The company was great until it wasn't. That was just a few months into it. But just last July, the wheels came off of it to the point where I actually resigned again. We kind of felt like we were on the good ship. Wonderful things happening, and then realized there was some big leaks in the hull, and the captain was a pirate. and so what marvelous the lab, our upline, they'd been looking and could kind of see it coming, and so all together along came the good ship Amplify. Came along in August, and so most of us just kind of thought, okay, let's keep the same seating assignments, you know, that wind down line positions, and we moved over. And in my mind, I just kind of thought, oh shoot, we had such a good thing going, and we're driving along, and all of a sudden there's this really big construction zone, and oh goodness, it's going to take some while, but we just got through the construction zone, and we're onto a brand new Amplify highway. And the thing I love about it, again, being into products, we've got the Zeolite, which is called Shield MZ, and again, that's been certainly the greatest personal benefit of any product I've used. But I love this new company. Some of the things just immediately that come to mind is on a real fundamental level, every business, you have a product and you have customers that you serve. And what I love about this is it's easier to gather customers with this, and you actually get paid. The last company was Classic Network Marketing, in that there really is no customers. Or you could say we're all customers, but essentially, if you kind of look at the culture of a traditional network marketing company, almost all of the product is consumed internally. And that was certainly with that company. I would say 99.something% was internally consumed. And we really essentially didn't have any customers. Well, with this company, what's really cool is a lot of people join because they fall in love with the product, and then they join so that they can just get the best price. Well, with Amplify, you can get the very best price without joining. You just register with the subscribe and save, and you get the best price. And what's really cool is if you use very much stuff at all, you can actually make your own bundles. And so, like, if you got three Zeolites, you could get three for $139. Where the last company wholesale was about, let's see, $69.82 or something like that, about $70. That we bought for wholesale. This is so cool, being able to get people on a really potent subscribe and save. If you really think about it, the ideal business, in my opinion, is to have a wonderful product that changes lives to the point where they want to stay on it, they love it, they'll actually share it with other people because it's done such good for them that they want other people to be on it, and it's consumable, so that they keep using it, and then it's connected to just a real compelling auto ship program, so they're incentivized to not only continue to use it, but they don't even have to remember, because it just automatically comes, and they like it because it's such a good deal. Well, that's what we're built around, and so, oh my goodness. And so it all comes down to just the idea that we want to learn how to tell the story about this. I tell it very well. Tell it often, tell it to good people, and just do that consistently over time. And the whole thing is just getting a whole lot of people to do these things, use the product, share it with other people, and it's essentially just the more conversations we have, the more business we do. Wow! Oh, my goodness. So here we are, unsurpassed products, not just the Zeolite, but the gut health products, oral the immunity product or products. We got a couple of really cool immunity products. Wow, we're in a really good place. Rapidly growing business environment. And the thing that's so fascinating, just going back to my very favorite product, I would say at least 80% of the population, when you say zeolite, they haven't even heard of zeolite. And that's before you move into micronized and activated and all the stuff that makes this unique. So it's just not zeolite coming out of the earth. But most people, they don't know about this, and yet they need it. So we're in a really neat position to educate people, let them know what they're missing out on. It's huge. And so let me just kind of just say, wow, unsurpassed product, growth environment, nobody's heard of it, immeasurable market, millions of people out there. And so, wow, timing couldn't be better. The key to success is just decide you want to do it, get plugged in, get excited about it, and then learn what successful people do and do the same thing. Well, the thing I love about this is we've systemized it, and so it's having the tool do the work. I've done this in the 45 years I've been in network marketing, is just use tools to do the work. And so if you can get people taught how to get people curious enough to use the tool, and I've used cassette tapes and CDs. Now, with our modern era, all you have to do is send a link, and they can listen to it on their smartphone. And so I'll just share with you what I do. This is my script. This is what I do. I do it every day. I just call people, ask if they have a moment, you know, making sure they're not preoccupied or busy, you know. And then I just say, you know, if this is a good time at that point, then I just say, hey, I need your help. So I'm not, this is not a stranger I'm calling. This is, talk to your friends and family first. So call and ask for a favor. And ask for a personal favor. So essentially, hey, I need your help. Would you do me a personal favor? And they always say yes. What is it? And then I'm going to ask them something real easy. Not asking them to, you know, come over because the toilet's flooded and the ceiling is off and it's on the floor and wet everywhere. Please come and help me. No, it's just something real easy. I'm going to ask their opinion. And everybody loves to give their advice. I don't even have to ask, and they give it to me anyway. So here's the thing. I need your help. Would you do me a personal favor? I want to get your opinion. Well, wow, that's pretty easy. And then essentially I compliment them another way. I just say, hey, I know we're both interested in health, and I just watched a real short 5-minute video, and it's a biochemist. And he's created a whole new category of something that I believe can be vital, just really impactful for health. But since you're interested in health and you're a smart person, I want you to watch it, and then just let me call you back. I'd like to know what you think about that. Would you do that for me? I'd like to get your thoughts. And they say, well, sure. And then you just do that over and over and over again. That's it. And then follow up. If they're interested, do 3 ways. And get them into signing up and becoming a customer. And at that point right there, I walk them through. I say, hey, I've put quite a few people in. Rather than them saying, yeah, I think I'll go ahead and do that, because everybody puts it off, and the excitement at the moment, it might fade away, and oh, I'll get around to it. And so while they're interested, and they say, yeah, I'd like to try this, say, hey, I've got my computer open right now. And if you don't, all you have to do is just say, hey, I've got your contact information. I could set you up with this, and you could kind of give them the suggestions, you know, how if they want to just try one bottle, or if they want to try a triad, they get a better deal, you know, $139 for 3 of them. If they subscribe and save, I go into it. I just tell them, I want you to get the best price. And so I recommend you do the subscribe and save, and it's not a contract or anything. Sign up. Let it come in a few days, so it's being processed, and then you can cancel at that point. Or give me a holler. I can cancel it for you, but I want you to get the best price right off. Now, on the other hand, if you feel benefit, you'll probably want to stay on it, and you're already set. But it's something that you can change the quantity or what it is you're getting at any time. But I want you to have this stuff. I believe it'll help you. It's sure helping me. And then just take their order. And so I do most of them myself, and it gets done that way. So help them out. So anyway, those are my thoughts. Just about the end of the call time. But if anybody's got any questions about doing a business or what's going on, you can just push *6. And anybody got a comment or how's things going?
Hey Dave, this is
Morning,
Gary. Okay, go ahead.
Hi.
All right, I'll go. So we had the training last week, and it was just marvelous with C.J. Mertz and Dr. Nicole. Very powerful stuff. But I want to speak to, you recommended this book, Fanatical Prospecting, last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reading it, but I'm stuck on Chapter 8 about time, the great equalizer of sales, and I've read it twice now, and I need to keep reading it because that's my biggest problem. But we wait, like what Jim Rohn says, to succeed in sales, simply talk to lots of people every day, and here's what's exciting. There are lots of people. So, anyway, it was very... Yeah, very enlightening. I thank you very much for recommending that and for all your coaching.
Well, Jerry, thank you. That means a lot. That's a big deal. So let me just repeat what Jerry said. Jim Rohn says, to succeed in sales, simply talk to lots of people every day. And here's what's exciting. There are lots of people. And the thing that's really cool is successful business people or salespeople, they've learned to get referrals. And that way, then you do really truly have lots of people. Because if you can get referrals, and that's one of my scripts, is I just say, hey, if you like the product, every business loves referrals. Do you know anybody that could benefit with this? You know, if you don't ask, you know, it's often people will give you a referral, but more often they don't. But if they're happy with it, why not ask? I'll always ask for referrals. And some of our greatest successes come from asking. So that's a big thing. And that chapter time, one of the big things that's hit me is one of the greatest differences between a successful person and an unsuccessful person is the way they use their time. And on my wall, I've got a little thing. I've got lots of stuff, but one of them is I must do the most productive thing possible at every given moment. In this business, what is it? Talking to people. The person that has the most conversations wins. And so, yeah, that's good stuff.
Okay, yeah, David, Stank, and Kathleen, we just wanted to let people know that Chris Bruce is going to do an overview of the comp plan tonight on Neil Russ's Zoom meeting, and I'll give you the ID number, 495-315-314-7251, and it has passcode of 2022. That's at 6 o'clock Mountain.
Okay, so
tonight.
495-314?
Yes.
7251. Okay, and 6 o'clock Mountain time?
Yeah, 6 Mountain.
And that's and then 2022, so the passcode is this year.
Right, yeah.
2022.
Yeah,
Chris has got it down really well. He did a call Friday just over the phone, but if you have been in your dashboard and look around, you can kind of mentally could follow him, but this will be a PowerPoint, so he'll have it, a PowerPoint, he'll actually do a screen share, so it'll actually be open on the dashboard walking around, and and that's really handy to just know where you're at and everything. So
in my mind,
I just kind of think if you went bowling, but they hung a curtain down there, so the ball could go through the curtain and you'd hear a noise, and you could just roll the ball all the time. It would be as fun. You wouldn't know where you were.
Yeah. So, that's a good one.
Yeah. So this you want to know where you are, as well as roll lots of balls. So
yeah, we put it in the inner circle of WhatsApp just a few minutes ago. Okay.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hope to see a lot of people on there tonight.
Oh, me too. Yeah. And everybody try that. Think of, okay, who do I care about? Who do I know? And I could just kind of do this idea. Hey, I need your help. Could you do me a personal favor? Yes. What is it? The reason I called is, as we're both interested in health. You're a smart person. I just watched a video. It's real short. It's a biochemist talking about something that I think could be a real breakthrough. I think you'd want to know about it. And I really want to know what you think about it. I think it could be really good, but what would you think? So would you watch it and let me call you back? Just do that over and over and over and let Rick do the selling. All you've got to do is get people curious enough to watch that. And what would happen if you did that again and again and again? Well, essentially, Jim Rohn, he talks about that. It becomes a ratio. It all comes down to just a numbers game. And you get invested in doing the numbers. That's what you have total control in, is how many people are you going to talk to. And the more people you talk to, the luckier you get. And every time you call, no downside. It's practice. The good side, though, is that they could be a new customer or a new distributor. And you might just change a wonderful life. Valerie's got a really good brand, and she bought some zeolite, and she called to get some more, and we just found out she's got some lesions in her breast. And so she's, that's not exciting. But I'm thrilled that we have something that maybe could really put the balance in her favor. So that's I'm glad we have something that could show people a better way. Or all upside, no downside. So anyway, hey, love you guys. Have a wonderful Valentine's Day, and do something nice for your significant other. And make some phone calls. Let's do this. Tomorrow, we've got the awesome Anthony Freeman. And so get your questions lined up. And we could probably just do a kind of a star six like on Q&A, but just have essentially the whole call. Let it just kind of be your call. And talk about whatever. So that should be really, really good. Love Anthony Freeman.
Dave, may I please just say one quick thing? I'm listening to your comments about Valerie's friend. I think I'm probably speaking to her sometime today. But, you know, think about your life and all the conversations you have and the people that bring something in front of you that are of a great concern to them, maybe a grave concern. And oftentimes the most we can do is be empathetic and say, boy, I feel for you. But now what you are, you're empowered to be able to maybe be invited onto their team to solve the problem. And if you can imagine the joy of listening to the call you just heard and extending, wonderful life of one of my best buddies, what that feels like, and that's what we can do. We actually can hopefully get invited to participate with them in getting a completely different result. And I just wanted my voice on this because it's so joyful to hear it.
Chip, I've never thought about this, but there's a name. Who told you about zeolite, and are you glad you found out about it?
You know, I remember that very first moment, and the guy's name's John Harenza. He's one of the most famous networkers in the world, has written books, and great guy. And he was on the phone with Marcy because he knew Marcy was good at this kind of business. And they were about to introduce, this is the middle of August 2005, if I remember correctly, and they were about to introduce this new product. And he isn't a product guy at all. Great business guy, great friend, sponsor. But he handed over, he said, well, this is something we got new coming. And she printed it and handed it over her shoulder to me because that's my function, is to kind of look and evaluate what's coming and what's out there. And I looked at it, and the papers are still laying next to me right now. I've actually thought I should probably send you a set of what I thought at that time, Dave. Some of it's too good, really. So I was looking at it, and I thought, if this is true, this is the most important thing I've ever looked at. When I evaluate products, I always look at two things. One, the mode of action. Two, the magnitude of effect. And both of those are gigantic here. Still dear friends with that person. Our ways have scattered. Sometimes, as Dave described during this call, you know, the bowling ball rolls through us, and, you know, we're not protected by a curtain or anything. But what we have done is we've stuck with Rick Deitch and this product, and we've followed him. And so grateful to be able to get clean on the inside and all the differences that come with that. I want to just give you a little hint about what I want to say on Wednesday. Our pastor occasionally talks about mercy and grace. And mercy is when you don't get what you do deserve. Grace is when you get what you don't deserve. Well, that works pretty good in faith and spirituality, but the thing I've been thinking about ever since yesterday was, guess what? That doesn't work in nutrition. You know, if you're making mistakes health-wise, it's going to get you. And what we have here is just good, clear thinking in the atmosphere of health and business. And, you know, what a beautiful job Dave has done of presenting it today. And, I still remember that very first moment. And I thought, if this is true, this is one of the most important things I've ever looked at. And to this moment, I still think the same thing.
Well, that's definitely something to think about, you know. Yeah, when we stand before the Lord, we don't want to say, I just want to get what I deserve. No, we don't want to do that. but when you go to the doctor and they say something, you know, it really is. It is kind of empirical here. It really is. We are what we eat, and we are what we think, and we all of that thing. It really is a cause and effect. And you can really change your life by what you put in your body and what you can take out of your body, all those toxins and stuff. So, heavy stuff. So,
can I close out with a final last thought, Dave?
Sure.
All right, I'll be.
Can I ask a question before Thane closes it out?
Sure.
Okay, just what was the name of that book? Financial what?
Oh, Fanatical. So like being just totally fanatical. Fanatical prospecting. And Jeb, J-E-B, and then Blount, B-L-O-U-N-T.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, really, really good book. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyhow, here's my thought. It's a very simple story, but we need to quicken the pace. I not last weekend, but the weekend before, I actually had a double funeral of two friends of mine that I had known for a very, very long time. One of them actually fell ill with the current issue that's going around right now. And then shortly thereafter, he got pneumonia. And anyhow, we were talking about getting the products to him, and he was on board. He wanted to get it as soon as possible, as soon as he got home out of the hospital. And we were just too late to get it to him. And sad to say, he passed away due to the complications of the illness that he contracted. Another friend of mine, whom I had known for 15 years, I didn't know his wife was even ill. And anyhow, I didn't think about reconnecting with my good friend. Can you believe that? 15 years. I didn't think about reconnecting with him, and then I saw that his wife tragically passed away the same weekend as my other friend. So the sad reality of it is the more quiet we are with this, the more people have to live in lives of quiet desperation looking for answers. So at this point in the game, I want to encourage all of us, refuse to be silent. Speak up, be bold, be proud, and be the miracle that people are looking for.
Yeah, we should let them choose. Give them the information, let them decide, not us decide for them. All right. Well, let's make
Dave?
Phone calls today. Yeah?
Dave?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can. Is that Deborah?
This is Deborah, yeah. And I know you've already closed the call, and it is going long, but I just have to say I was late for the call today because I got a call from our dear, dear friend Glenda Pruitt, which you've been on the phone with us with her. And yesterday was her husband's anniversary crossing to go to heaven. She cared for him for 18 years, and they did use the product. And I think all the things they've done did extend his life. There's no question about that. But he did cross over a year ago yesterday. And she called me this morning, and I just have to share this because it's because of what the other gentleman just shared. It's like it's the flip side of that. But she said, Deb, I have to tell you, she said, I got my products in. And she said, I have felt better this week than I have in many, many years. And I'm like, well, you know, of course I say, tell me more. But anyway, I just close with that because it's like, you're right. We've just got to talk to more people because you don't know what people are dealing with out there. But she said, just, you know, I mean, she's dealt with grief. And she said, that has been lifted off of her. Well, that right there is huge for a woman who's married her husband of, I don't know, I think many, many years, 50 plus years, I would guess. But anyway, it's just, it's exciting to have a product that you know works this well and a compensation plan that can pay us all well. So, anyway.
Oh, what a great place to be. So, here we are. Why are we on this call together? One of the very few people that know about this. Why do you know about this? I think maybe there's a reason. Don't be a secret agent. Get out there. Yeah. Oh, well, thank you, Deborah. Thanks, Zane and Chip and all of you guys. So much love to you, and thanks for all of you for what you've done and what you're going to do. Why not go big with this? Let's do it. Stay plugged in. Let's go. Thanks.